Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. We have joining us in studio Chamber Director Candy Westbrook. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
I'm doing good, and I know most people don't like the heat, but I'm glad it's summertime. It needs to be hot for a little
That's
bit.
That's right.
I'll be tired of it by August, but, you know, for right now, everything's great. A lot of stuff going on because it is nice outside, so I will tell you a little bit about all those things. A couple quick reminders first from the Chamber. So we're just reminding everybody that we have Chamber Bucks, and if you've got Father's Day presents maybe you're looking to buy, maybe it's just birthday gifts, they're a great gift because they can use the, I want to say we have 15 different stores that you can use them at. So especially somebody that's hard to choose for, get them Chamber Bucks, and that way you're supporting our local businesses, and then they can shop wherever they want. So stop by and grab those. And then also a reminder, spots are filling up quick for the professional headshots. So that'll be June 30th. And I wanted to let everybody know it's open to the public, so our members get a discount, but community members can also sign up. And it's really easy to stop in. It takes 10 minutes, and then you get a headshot for your website, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever you want to use it for. So, now, this is coming up way in the future, but we're letting everybody know now because they're signing up vendors for Dalton Days. So, of course, that's always the first weekend in October. They return. Great tradition, but they're trying to sign all the vendors up now, get everything set up for that. So if you're interested, call the Chamber. We've got their phone number, but they're just telling everybody to message their Facebook page for the most part. So this is kind of cool. This is something from the Kansas State Wildcat Extension Office, and it's a babysitting clinic. So you have to be 12 and older, but then you get to learn about everything like CPR, nutrition, food safety, you know, just activities for young kids. And you'll actually leave with a supply kit, a resource binder, and a CPR certification. So this is great for your young kiddos who may be wanting to earn some extra money. And that'll be, there's two different dates. June 12th is in Girard, and the 18th is here in Independence. And that'll be 8 a.m. to 3, and it's only $35. So if you want to register, we've got it on our website on the community calendar, or call the K-State Extension Office. So I know my daughter did that 1 year, and she loved it. So it's a really cool thing that they offer.
Yeah, great way to get started with that.
Yeah, and then you know that the kid's kind of responsible. They went through that kind of class.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. All right, so coming up, we got a lot of stuff. So June 13th is the fly-in at the on behalf of the Coffeyville Aviation Museum. It'll be out the airport from 7 a.m. to noon, and you get to experience all the aviation airplanes up close and personal. It's open for pilots, visitors, family. Everybody is welcome. They're going to have a hot breakfast. They're even going to have drones, so that's always fun to see. And then they're going to have a shuttle. That'll go to the museum, so you can check that out as well. So, nice, fun day, and nice weather, and it'll be perfect. So, make sure you make the plans to attend that. Now, if you're into workshops, a lot of stuff happening in the summertime. Of course, there's STEM camps at the library, and I know the next one they have coming up is they have a sewing basics for adults, and then they have 3D City. That's June 16th. And through the 18th at 10 a.m., you have to be 8 and up. That's only $5, and you get to have this wonderful workshop and class. But then another one, Crazy Kooky Candles, one of my favorite places, of course, has all kinds of classes this summer. So I brought one as an example, but if you'll go out to their Facebook page, you'll see all their different events. This Saturday, June 13th, they're having a citronella lantern workshop. And so you'll make this wonderful candle, and of course it'll have a stand and a holder, and it's wire wrapped, and anyway, it's perfect for patios, your garden, whatever, on all of your outdoor spaces. And it just, the pictures they show just look beautiful. So if you want to sign up for that, it's $35 a person. That'll be from 1 to 3 on the 13th, so that's this Saturday, and make sure to sign up online. So another great member that's offering some workshops is the Stitching Barn, and they've got a barn quilt workshop. So I was like, what is a barn quilt? It's not really a quilt. It's made out of metal, but that way it doesn't deteriorate, and it goes up on your barn. And some of the samples they've gave are just gorgeous. So you have to sign up by July 10th to save your seat. It'll be on July 18th, and it's pretty much an all-day event. So it's 8:30 to 4:30, and they will walk you through, help you design it and everything. But looks like a really fun workshop. So find all the details on their website, and that is stitchinbarn.com. So I love all these workshops. I wish I had time to do them.
Right? Oh, yeah. I hear you.
When do we have time to have fun? So speaking of fun, Fair and Rodeo, just around the corner here. So that, of course, is the second week of August. Two big announcements on that. First of all, the one-day sale is coming up, and that'll be on June 30th. It's where you get $30 only for a fun pass, which gets you into all the events. So five nights of fun events. You can purchase it online, which is the easiest way to do it, or you can stop by the chamber on June 30th, and the Fair and Rodeo will have a person there, and they'll be doing that. Now, the other big announcement is their indoor exhibits this year is open to everybody. So last year, it was just for 4-H students, and now they're going to have all ages, all different types of categories, and so students can still do it, 4-H'ers, but also adults, anybody. So I love that they're bringing that back, and they said more details will be coming on the website, so be looking on there at fairandrodeo.com. But yeah, wonderful opportunity for those that used to participate years ago. It's back open to the community, and looking forward to all those exhibits this year. Okay, I have, before I get into it, I'll save that one to the end. I did want to share one other cool thing. If you haven't seen it, the city's been sharing on their Facebook page and website about all the new dog parks. So they've been working on those for the past year, and they've been open for a little bit. But there's three that we have in Coffeyville now. Cartwright, which is at 7th and Union. The Sycamore Dog Park, which is on West 1st. And the Walter Johnson Dog Park, of course, over at Walter Johnson Park. So if you got little doggies and they need to want to play around with some friends or just have a place to run and have fun, the three different parks are there for you. So, okay, on the calendar. So, we've got June 12th is the Crazy Cookie Candle class. That is also a tie-dye towel craft day at the Coffeyville Rec. So, two different things that you can do that day. 13th, of course, the aviation fly-in. The 13th is also two other things. It is the Interstate Fair and Rodeo Golf Tournament and the Prolific Sports Midwest Summer Classic. That'll be up at Veterans Stadium, so that'll be fun. 14th is an All Things Spa class at Crazy Cuckoo Candles and also Hillcrest Father's Day Tournament. So tournaments like crazy coming up. I've been seeing so many golf tournaments, so tis the season. Fun, fun. Coming up, of course, we've got the sewing class at Stitch and Barn, the 3D City Summer STEM Camp, and on the 19th, it'll be the Juneteenth celebration. Wonderful lineup of speakers and presentations, and so that'll be a great event that'll be at the college. So, a lot of events, and that's just what's coming up right now, but more coming up this summer, of course. And then finally, I had some sad news, but I wanted to share it with everybody because we're taking applications. We do have a job opening, so Miss Madison in our office is leaving. I'm sad, but I'm happy for her. She's moving away to be with some family and friends and taking a wonderful job in Arkansas. So we are looking for a membership and events coordinator. And that person has to wear many hats in our office, like we all do, but primarily works with our members on recruitment and retention and then helps plan some of our events. So if you know someone that would be qualified and interested, submit a resume to the Coffeyville Chamber, and you can find our email on the website if you want, or just drop it by.
Okay. Well, so, yeah, we're going to miss Madison, but it's a great opportunity for someone.
I'm just going to count down the days and be sad.
I know. It's definitely tough. But, hey, I know she's got another adventure ahead.
I know. She does. She's excited. So
Very good. All right. Well, Candy, we appreciate that update there and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, and we have on the way a check of some beef industry news, and then we'll get you back into open line here in moments on the Mighty 690.